From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Official confirmation of the election date put Anguilla's campaign in high gear. Haiti's foreign minister rejects accusations that President Préval is on a dictatorship course, and several Caribbean nations heading into jump up carnival style. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Anguilla's Governor Robert Harris was expected to issue a proclamation today confirming that general elections will be held on the 4th of March. And Chief Minister Hubert Hughes is scheduled to address Anguillans in a radio broadcast and at a public meeting tonight. The election date has now been officially announced. This follows a letter from Chief Minister Hughes to the Governor advising that the Anguillan Parliament be dissolved today. More than 6,500 people are eligible to vote in the upcoming poll. Nomination day will be 23rd February. And as the election campaign heats up, Chief Minister Hughes is hoping that his Anguilla United Party and its coalition partner, the Anguilla Democratic Party, will perform well in the March 4 elections. Democratic Party leader Victor Banks has had to play second fiddle to the Chief Minister in the coalition government. He's the finance